Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Dawn, D-A-W-N, Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Dawn Clark is a 64-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6/15/21. She was carrying a desktop computer and keyboard in a box upstairs while at home on her right shoulder. She is uncertain about the weight of this object. She reports experiencing low back pain but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis that she does not know. She believes she injured the right side of her hip, back, leg, and neck. She did accept injections but no surgery. She had already been under the care of Relievus Pain Management and has continued treating with them. Ms. Clark admits to being diagnosed with a herniated disc in the back in 2017 with no precipitating injury. She was treated with chiropractic. She also had ongoing treatment with Relievus up until the current event. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Clark was lifting a computer out of the box and injured her back, right hip, and right leg. This is a different mechanism of injury to that which she currently supplies. Treatment records show she was seen at virtual occupational on 6/18/21. She stated a computer monitor was delivered to her home to work remotely, and she carried it up the stairs. At the top of the stairs, she started to feel right lower back pain. The computer monitor box weighed about 16 pounds. Her pain radiated to the right thigh. She had a history of sciatica. She claimed her baseline pain prior to the injury was 0/10. She takes hydrocodone and gabapentin for pain with some relief. She was examined and diagnosed with a sprained lumbar spine and pelvis on the right. She was advised to apply heat to the area and perform gentle stretching while at home. She was also placed on limitations of lifting no more than 5 pounds. She returned on 6/23/21 and was found not to have any point tenderness over the spine. Straight leg raising was performed normally. There was tenderness in the right lumbar and sacral paravertebral muscles. She was able to do heel walk and toe walk. She was not able to do a deep knee bend. She was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. In paragraph on 7/9/21, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner. He learned she was bringing a computer up to her apartment, and when she was carrying the computer, she felt pain in the right lower back. Her right leg then buckled, and she almost fell. She was hoping her pain would improve, but it didn't. She then called Dr. Ponzio, who was her own doctor, and he told her to contact her employer. She reported her injury and then was treated at occupational health and placed on light duty. She denied any other treatment for this injury. He learned she had a history of sciatica for about 4 years. The pain comes and goes. When she does have pain, it is usually in the midline in the lower back. She does have a pain management that treats her sciatica. She takes gabapentin. She had an injection a couple of years ago without relief. Appears she also had an MRI years ago. Appears she denied any prior back injuries per se. Period. Dr. Kirshner performed an evaluation and diagnosed low back pain. Period straight leg raise maneuvers for sciatic nerve involvement was negative. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy and cleared her to continue working full duty. Bridget was also to continue her gabapentin as prescribed by her pain management specialist. Dr. Kirshner wanted to review her prior medical records from Relievus and her prior MRI from Jefferson. Period. She was to return after physical therapy. Period. However, it does not appear that she did so. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She states she uses her cane in the morning when she wakes up, but it was not here. Period. She did have knee-high boots. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed a longitudinal scar anteriorly at the left knee, measuring 5 inches in length, consistent with knee replacement. Period. This was done by Dr. Ponzio. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right hip internal rotation was guarded to 0 degrees, associated with tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and osseous without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were 3+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Manual muscle testing yielded breakaway weakness and right quadricep strength, and volitionally limited left plantar flexor strength at 4/5. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal, thoracic. She was superficially tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Lumbosacral, she was able to stand on her toes. Period. She could stand on her heels with support. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 80 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. She was superficially tender at the right pivotibial musculature, comma sacroiliac joint, comma sciatic notch, comma iliac crest, comma graded trochanter, and lumbosacral junction, but there was none on the left. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees elicited anterior right knee tenderness, but no low back or radicular complaints. Compare, this is not clinically significant for back pathology. Paired supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. Failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph. When she first attempted a heel walk, she feigned that her right leg was giving out. Period. Impressions. On 6/15/21, Dawn Clark alleges to have injured her lower back while dealing some work-related tasks at home. Here there are some discrepancies into the precise mechanism of injury, namely whether she became symptomatic from carrying a computer in a box or from opening the box. Period. In any event, she did not seek care until presenting to virtual occupational on 6/18/21. Period. They noted a history of pre-existing sciatica. Period. She states the computer monitor box weighed about 16 pounds. Period. She was initiated on conservative care and then was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. To that end, she saw Dr. Kirshner on 7/9/21. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy, but allowed her to continue working in a full-duty capacity. But interestingly, the petitioner states she had only started working at the insured in May of 2021. Period. She had already been receiving pain management from Relievus up through the date of the subject event. Period. This continued afterwards. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Scratch that. Ms. Clark had continued to take hydrocodone and gabapentin up through the date of the alleged injury. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be virtually full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. She was able to wear knee-high boots without difficulty. Period. She states she uses a cane in the morning but did not have one with her. Period. Right hip internal rotation was guarded to 0 degrees associated with tenderness. Period. She had superficial tenderness throughout the right lower back. Period. She punched straight by way of maneuver on the right. Elicited anterior knee tenderness that is non-physiologic. Period. She feigned her right leg giving out when beginning to walk on her heels. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. In the event in question, is Clark at most sustained a mild strain and temporary exacerbation of her pre-existing disc abnormality that necessitated chronic pain treatment. Period. There was also 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right hip or right leg. Period. End.